True, you have this matzah shein. That's not worth a sheva fruta. Shenichnas liyushalayim was born into Yerushalayim v'yotz, and he took it out. So here it has no heter. Here that's why it's bought up roif. The question is why? Amayv and hedev and alav and nichlei. Bring it back into Yerushalayim and eat it there. So teretz what? The nafal mechitzas. The mechitzas fell down. Therefore, you can't eat it now in Yerushalayim. For nifrekei, the question is, be poitier with those, still you could eat it. Well, my Rav said, no, mechitzas lecho diraisa, mechitzas liklo to rabbonin. Tichi goz rabbonin ki yisnael le mechitzas. Kili yisnael le mechitzas le gozo rabbonin. The chura here, so since the mechitzas broke down, you should be able to be poitier with it. Samar says, no, le plug rabbonin, they're not making a difference. Le plug, therefore, you can't be poitier with it, that's why it'll be bought or bereif.
Samar says, no, the svar is that le plug rabbonin. Then it's nayla mechitzas, ben les nayla mechitzas. So rabbanon did not make any difference whether the mechitzas are standing or not. In other words, with rabbanon, once the pay was coming to Yerushalayim and the one mechitzas there, you can't take them out anymore. You can't be part of them anymore. Even if the mechitzas break down, still you can't be part of them. That's the case over here. These payers came inside Yerushalayim and then the mechitzas broke down. So there's no way to be part of these payers. Therefore, there's no way to make it heter. Therefore, it falls. This one apple falls into two apples. We said it's bottle broy. It's not called yeshta matirin. If so, my yiru, what are you telling me then? We're talking about my tisheni. That ain't by sheva fruta. It's not worth a sheva fruta. Afilu yesh by nami. Even if it has a sheva fruta, it'd also be the exact same halacha. That once it came into the mechitzas and then the mechitzas broke down, there's no way to be matur anymore. So why only a pocket sheva fruta? Most that's true. But I tell you, loy mi boy koma. Not only this, but even that. Loy mi boy yesh boy. Not only if the peiros of my tishreini has a sheva fruta, the kol to lay mechitzos, but then for sure the mechitzos take over and say once it came inside, you can't do anything with it anymore. Avalein boy. But if the peiros does not have a fruta worth, aim a loy kol to lay mechitzos. Maybe then I would have thought that midrabbanon and say mechitzos are not kolit to a less than sheva fruta. So now I would have thought to say, even though the walls break down, so what? So you could use it. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush, no. That Lamaisa, that the Mechitzas are still colored, you can't use these Maisa Sheni anymore, even though it's less than a Sheva Fruta. See if it comes out good, that's why it's Bota Baroiv, because it ain't Loi Maturin. There's no way to make it hit. Tana Rabbanim, go ahead like this. It says in the Pasuk, Im Goyal Yigoyal Ishmi Maisrof. The person redeems his own Maisa Sheni, you come to redeem it. Me Maisroi, V'loi kol ma'isroi. Mashma, some ma'isr sheni of yours, you could be poidah. But not all of it. There is some type of ma'isr sheni that you cannot be poidah. What does that mean? Prat la ma'isr sheni shema sheva pruta. If you have ma'isr sheni that's not worth a sheva pruta, you cannot be poidah it. Itma, we learn like this. Rav Ami says, Ein boy, sheva pruta sheninu. Rashi says, if the Maisi Sheni, the Paris itself, is worth a pruta, then you could be poised with. Here that it says you can, that the Paris themselves is worth less than a sheva pruta. Rabasi Yamano, ain't b'chaim shoy. We learned that the fifth of it, if you're the owner, when you're poised your Maisi Sheni into money, you have to add a fifth on it. So the fifth that year, it has to be worth a sheva pruta. In other words, the Paris itself has to be worth at least four prutas. So that the fifth year is also worth a sheva pruta. But if even the fifth is worth less than sheva pruta, or if the peris were only worth three prutas, then you can't be poyed to them. Rabbi Yechonah Namar Ein Boy, also the same thing, is totally in the fruit itself, if they're worth a sheva pruta or not. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Shama Ein B'chaim Sheno, a bigger chumra, that even though the peris themselves is worth one or two or three prutas, but since the fifth of it that you can add is not worth a sheva pruta, also there's no bin pidyon on it. Meis we have a kashra on this. Says Meisri Sheni Shema Sheva Pruta. Somebody has ma'aseh sheni. That's not worth a sheva pruta. So it's enough to say it and its fifth is mechulul al ma'aseh rishonis. This is like hiski delacha we had before, that even though you can't be poida ma'aseh sheni that doesn't have a sheva pruta on a regular coin, but if you have a coin that you already used it once to be poida ma'aseh sheni and there was leftover value in it, you could use the leftover value to be poida now this pocket sheva pruta. But it says that even it says my shen shemashar fruta dayu, it's enough. So bishlay malumad diyamein bechumshay. If you tell me we're talking about now that you need even the fifth of it to be worth a sheva fruta, not only if the peris themselves is not worth a sheva fruta, no, but even if the peris are worth a sheva fruta, they're worth up to three prutas. As long as the fifth of that is not worth a sheva fruta, you can't be paid with it. If so, Hainu Diktoni Dayoi. That's what the Bryce says, Dayoi. Like, not only.
In other words, it's enough, right? The Gemara says. The Afagav Dibdidei is Pei. Even though the Karen itself, the Maisa Sheni itself is worth a Shavapruta, but Kivun the Bechum Sheleka, since you're only missing the fifth, is not worth a Shavapruta, Shapir, that's why it says die like it's enough. In other words, since the Maisa Sheni itself is worth a Shavapruta, it's only the Chaimish that's missing the Pruta, therefore we say die, it's enough to be Samer to make this Chilul on a Pruta Chamura. But Elul Laman Diyom Ain Boy, we're talking about no, even the Maisa Sheni itself doesn't have a Shavapruta, still you could be poiter it on a Pruta Chamura. So my Daya, what's the Lashon of Daya like it's enough? It's not enough. That's the Chiddush that you could be poiter this Maisa Sheni on a Pruta Chamura. So Moses Kash and Echnami, according to him, this Lashon Nishve.
Like if the whole Din of Shavapruta is even the Chaimish has to be worth the Shavapruta, so then what's the Chiddush? Now they must say like this. Ibarli, I have a question like this. Chumsha, that's what we say when you play to your own Maisa Sheni, you have to hit on a fifth. Milagav, is it from the inside? Or Chumsha Milabar, or a fifth from the outside? From the inside means, let's say you have $20 worth of Maisa Sheni. So one fifth of that is four. So all you have to do is just hit on a four, that's all. If you hold Milabar from the outside, you have to add five onto it. Because when you add five onto 20, you have 25. How much is a fifth of 25? Five. So that's the question. When you look at the fifth, is it a fifth before you include the fifth? Or is it milabar? No. After you include the fifth, now it's a fifth of everything. Like here, if you have 20, if the fifth is five, the pshat is, when you add five onto 20, is 25. What's one fifth of 25? Five. That's called milabar. You look as after you add the fifth on, is it a fifth of the original or not? Milagav means no. Without the fifth, look at the actual value. You have only $20 worth, one fifth of that is four. Ravina said, Toshmakam Ravina proof. It says, Abayla, Moimrim B'Yesrim. His halacha by Rashi says, Kabe Maktish Ulpoydeg Deshoi. If somebody was Maktish something, he made it Hegdish, and now the owner himself wants to be Poyder it. So halacha is, when the owner is Poyder the Hegdish, he has to add a fifth onto it. Now, how does Bezdin sell the Hegdish? They're like, auction it off. And whoever gives the best price for it, they'll sell it to him. So it's like this. If the owner says, I'll pay $20 for it, and everybody else says, I'll pay you $20, the Bailam come first. Because they have to be Meister B'Chemish, by them they'll pay, we'll soon see $25. They have to get on to a fifth. What about Omer Echad, Arayalai, B'Yesrim, V'Echad? I'll give $21. Still have Bailam. The Bailam are still better off, because what they wanted to do was give like $25. So therefore, that's still better than 21. So therefore, we go after the Bailam, but still, since somebody offered 21, we have to take 21 in account, and you have to give 5 more to make it to 26. What about Esther Mishnayim? Somebody said, I'll give $22 for it. So again, still our Bailam goes first. But Naisim Esther Mesheva, they have to do 22 and add on to another 5. The Esther Mesheva, somebody else said, I'll pay 23 for it. Our Bailam Naisim Esther Mesheva, again, the Bailam go first. They have to give 25 Mika, and they have to give another 3. Like he said, 23, you have to pay 23, and 8 on the 5. V'yeskrim v'yarba, if somebody else said, I'll pay 24, still have Bailam Noisim, and the Bailam go first, because the Bailam know you only want to give 20, but he has to give 25 automatically. Therefore, he has to give, like here, the 24 the other person says, plus the extra 5. What about v'yeskrim v'yarba, if somebody says, I'll give $24 for it, again, have Bailam Noisim, and eskrim v'teisha. What about if somebody says, eskrim v'chomish, somebody else says, I'll give 25, So now, l'chura, that's equal to the Bailam, really. But still, a Bailam goes first. And l'islim shloshim, they have to now give $30. Why? The chiddush is like this. The fishen moisif and chaymash al ilui shall zeh. Now, you only have to pay a fifth of what you yourself wanted to pay. So you wanted to pay 20. So you only have to add 5 onto that, a fifth of your 20. That's how the l'chura is if somebody else says it's worth more. Now, true, you have to pay how much that person would pay for it. That's called ilui. But for that, you don't have to add a fifth onto it. So we always consider like, your payment is 20, so a fifth of that is 5. This is going to be the raya though, that the fifth is milabar. So 5, you add 5 onto 20 is 25. It comes out good, a fifth of 25 is 5. That's how much you have to pay. Now, if they added on more to your 20, they said 21, 22, 23, 24, as much as they added on, you also have to add on that money. But you don't have to give a chaymish on that. So if you shayn moisif and chaymish alilui. Not that you're paying more money because somebody else offered more. True, you have to meet their price, but you only have to pay a chaimish on your original price. But I call one of the Gemara says Shemamina. For me, there's a clear proof. Chumshim elabash Shemamina. That the 50 you have to pay is outside. Because here it says when you first offered to pay 20, how much is your chaimish? It says you have to pay a 5. 25 you have to pay. Why 25? If you go milabar, look at 20, 1/5 of 20 is only 4. You should only have to pay 24. Since we say you pay 25, that's the proof we go milabar, outside. That we take the 5 onto the 20, together it's 25, 1/5 of 25 is 5, you're right. Fight it. So kitzer es anachloikis, that's the halacha, bring a proof. One other says still, kitanoi, I'll tell you still, anachloikis anoyim over here. Says the pasuk, v'yosef chamishis yolov, you have to get onto a fifth. So sheyehehu v'chaimshoi chamisha. Who on the fifth should be 5? Rashi says haino means chaimish milabar shereviyu shakeren. That means after it on the fifth, now it's the fifth. So that's the proof you go milabar. You don't look at the 4, we look at the 5. Tiber Rebbe Yashi. That's what Rebbe Yashi says. Rebbe Yonis and Amano chamishisoi means chaimshoi shakeren. You only have to pay a fifth of the original price of the keren itself, not more. So you see clearly, it's an achlokes tanoim over here. Iboilu, I have a question like this. Iboilu who? Chaimish makav, ayin chaimish makav, ayin a makav. That's what we say, you have to be poid here, maise sheni. That what do you have? You have peris that was maise sheni. Now you want to eat them outside your shalayim. So you have to be poid them onto money. So you poid them onto the money, but you didn't add the fifth. You only had, like, you had $20 worth of maise sheni, so you have $20 here. You poid the maise onto the money. You didn't add your fifth yet. Is that makav or not? Are you allowed to eat the peris now or not? Dalit b'dalit parik. Listen, you are paid the 4 and 4. Ve'achinav shei ma'isiv chaimish. You have to add 5th on yourself. Almo chaimish la'makiv. That's the word I said. The chaimish is not makiv. The yikir pidyon you made. You took off the kedusha off these payers. Now you yourself have a chayv upon yourself to add a 5th. So whenever you add the 5th, very good. But right now the payers, you took all the kedusha off the payers, you're allowed to eat them. Or Dilma, maybe no. Arbo b'chamisha parik. You have to be paid the 4 for 5. Ve'chaimish makiv. It's like one pidyon now. You have $4 worth of maaseh sheni. You know how you have a right to be paid to them? Onto $5. You have to be paid to them onto $5. If you have less than $5, if you don't add on your fifth, maybe the pidyon is no good. You're not allowed to eat this peris. That's the shayla. Rashi says, Kachu gzeras hakosif. Shachemish mina pidyon hu. Maybe the pshat from the chemish is that's part of the pidyon. And if you don't add the chemish, you don't have a good pidyon, you can't eat the peris. Some Ravina says, Toshima kam na being a proof. It says, Aloha hadamai. Ain loy chaimish, vi ain loy beer. Hadamai does not have chaimish and does not have beer. Rashi says hadamai means maise sheni shel demai. Shechayvu chachomim lahafresh alakeach mi amoritz. If you have maise sheni, that means a maise sheni shel demai means perish you bought from the amoritz. So midrabon, you have to take off your maitres. Says hadamai, we have these perish of demai. Ain loy chaimish, you don't have to be maise chaimish on it. Because if you have maise sheni of perish that you bought from an amoritz, you don't have to add a fifth onto it. The ain loy beer, you don't have to destroy them at all. There's no zman beer for them. At the end of the 3rd year. Ha keren though yeshla, but you do have to be appointed to the keren itself. Now why? What's the difference? How come we make on the chemish and not on the keren? My time was the reason. Kachura, keren the makim of the raisa. When you don't put down the actual money, we're not paid on the value. So I'm the raisa that's makif. Isa but the rabbanon. Therefore, the rabbanon also on this peris tonight also, he has to be appointed to them. But I'll tell you, chemish, a fifth though, to lay makim of the raisa. But in the rice, even though you don't add on the fifth, still the mice of the pigeon is chal, you're allowed to eat the peris. So I'll tell you so, leisim mid rabbonin. You do not have this halacha mid rabbonin. This would be a good proof that a chaimish tak is not makiv mid rice. All right, turn over. Gemara says now, leimikat hanoi. Now, chura, let's say there's a machloikas hanoyim. It says, nosin es hakeren. If somebody gave the money for the keren, nosin es hakeren. But he did not pay the fifth. So Reb Lezer Goyim Yoichel. So you see clearly, you're allowed to eat the peris even though you did not eat the fifth yet. So you see clearly, the fifth is not makif. Reb Yeshua Goyim Lo Yoichel. Clearly, he held it is makif. You can't eat these peris of Maaseh Sheni until you pay the also eat on the fifth. Omar Rebbe says, Nirin Div Reb Lezer. I like the words of Reb Lezer B'Shabbos, on Shabbos. For Divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'Choyel, and I like the words of Rabbi Yeshua on Choyel. And like this, Midiya Menirin. Since he says Nirin means I like these words, so Rashi says B'Shabbos the Pshat is Bevnei Kovet Shabbos LaYakim Alecha B'Shulchanish. So it's fair to say that on Shabbos itself, even though you didn't take off the fifth yet, we'll let you eat the peris. Mishum Kovet Shabbos, we want you to have only gone Shabbos. will let you eat the peris even though you don't take off a fifth. That's what he says. But Niran means I like this pshat. So Mar says, me the yom and Niran. Since he says Niran, I like this pshat, Niran divir Reb Lezer b'Shabbos mechlad the pliv yafilu b'chol. Mashim, he argues even on chol he owes this halacha. That what it even on chol he owes, he could eat the peris even before you pay the, you add the fifth on. And me the yom and Niran divir Reb Yeshua b'chol. Since he says I like the words of Yeshua b'chol, mechlad that's a proof to pliv yafilu b'Shabbos that he argues even on Shabbos. If so, what's the machlokes then? If the chura, my love, isn't it? Bahai svara kibbutzgeir. This is what the argument in this svara. To Rabbi Elazar, sabah chay mishloim makiv. Rabbi Elazar, even the choyel, even the weekday, you're allowed to eat these peris even before you gave the fifth, because giving a fifth is a new halacha. But it's not makiv in the pidyon. The pidyon is the care and the value of it. The more, what's worth more, is not makiv. The fifth is not makiv. To Yeshua, sabah no chay mish makiv. Eating on this extra fifth is mamish part of the pidyon. If you don't eat on the fifth, you can't eat the peris. You see, that's a machloket tanoim here. Rav Papa, Papa says no. Rav Papa, I'll tell you loy, that's not the pshat. The kuli yom, everybody holds here. Chaimish loy makiv. It could be everybody holds. Chaimish is not makiv. Even without giving the fifth, still really should be able to eat the peris. So Rashi says, chaimish loy makiv, she oich loy loykolov. That avadi, you would not get malchus reading it. Mishum lesuch lecha mishrecha. That avadi, midi raisa, the pigeon is chal. For hocha, here it's a shal in the rabbanans though. Here it's a shalad that the rabbanon say not heed it before you give the fifth, because we're afraid you'll be a pesheya and you won't eat on the fifth. Masa b'chashinim, the one that said it's also holds mid rabbanon there's a kenat. Not heed these peris before you give off a fifth, because we're afraid maybe you'll be pesheya, maybe you won't give the fifth. Well, masa b'chashin l'pshiyusa, and one knows no, we're not afraid for the pshiyusa. So maybe when mid rice everybody holds pigeon taka is chal even without the fifth. Omer Rabbi Yechon Rechonin says, Hakil Moedim, everybody agrees, Pehegdish Achilil, Pehegdish Tak, even though the owner, if you're Makdish something, then if you yourself want to buy it back from Hegdish, you have to eat on a fifth. But everybody agrees, if you pay the actual value for it, even before you give the fifth, the Kedusha goes off. Pehegdish Achilil, Pehegdish Achilil, even before you give the fifth. Why? Hoyel Vigizborim Taivan Oisai Bashuk. Because here, we're not afraid, the Rabbanan didn't make any Xerah. Because since there's a gizbar here, the owner of the gizbar, the one in charge of the hegdish, goes around to collect the money, we're not afraid to be pasheya. So therefore, midi yiraisu l'garin, like we said before, everybody holds, chaymish is not makiv. It's only a shalim midi rabbanon is a makiv or not. That's only by ma'aseh shen and nobody comes to collect it from you, we're afraid you'll be pasheya. But by hegdish, that there's a gizbar to collect from you, we're not afraid you'll forget, therefore, you could eat it, you could use the hegdish even before you give the fifth. For the Gemara, is that true of the hegdish, like plig of a hegdish on machlekes? Piatani, we learned. Nosan Nesakaran, somebody only gave the money to be parted to buy it back from Hegdish. But Vulay Nosan Nesakhemish, he didn't give the fifth yet. We have Lezu Gwaim Echilu. Lezu says, good, it's a chilu, you're allowed to use it. The Chom Marmim Le Chilu. Says he clearly, the Chom holds even by Hegdish. Before you give the extra fifth, nothing doing, you can't use it. So Omer Rabbi says, Nirin Dibri Rebbe Lezu. I like what Rebbe Lezu says. That's Chilu the Hegdish. The Dibri Chom the Meiser. And I like what the Chom say the Meiser. Now, me the yom and different divrei Rebbe Elazar the hegdish mechlad the pligi afilu b'maiser mash miyos even by maiser also the same halachas applies that even before you give the fifth the pigeon is chal. Yeah. Now me the karm and different chomim b'maiser mechlad the yino pligi afilu b'hegdish the yav even on hegdish. So the chori yisid is the machlokes by hegdish. So if the chaimish is makiv or not, I call part of the rabbanon. So when I say true, El Yitma, if you learned, Hoch Yitma, this is the way we learned. Omer Rebbe Yechanan, HaKudl Mordin, everybody agrees, B'Shabbos on Shabbos, SheHegdish, SheChilil, that if you appoint the Hegdish, and you didn't add the fifth, so when it comes on Shabbos, you're allowed to use that. On Shabbos, we'll make you allowed to use it. Chod, the one, why? To see the Pasuk says, V'Karos L'Shabbos Oineg, that you're not supposed to have Oineg on Shabbos. So therefore, we let you use these Paris now. Even though you didn't give a Chaimish, and maybe with the Rabbanu we should have been machmir, but again, the Hilchah Shabbos, eating on Shabbos, we're not machmir. Since on Shabbos there's einig involved in eating it, we'll let you eat it, even though you didn't give the chaymish yet. The Yerid, secondly, Hoyo the Gizbarim Tevenoi, say Beshuk. Also, Hegdish, we're not so afraid, because there's a Gizbar that's going to go and collect the chaymish, we're not afraid you forget. That's why on Shabbos we won't make them. But in the middle of the week, it could be it's the same achleik as in the middle of the week. Oh, my Rami Bachomo, Harayomu was said, Hegdish ain't a mechchalal al karka. If you want to buy back Hegdish, you can't be put, you can't give Hegdish karka instead. The Torah says, the Rachmon Omar, v'nosan ha-kesa bekomloi, that you have to give the kesa, the master, you have to give money, and then it becomes to you. The komloi. Now, chon shoy, that's that you have to add on the fifth, the owner, after you were makdish, and now you want to buy it back, you have to add on the fifth, malshi is chal al karka. The fifth that you have to give back, can you give the fifth in karka or not? What's the pshah? What's the shayla? Truma ain't a mishtalemes. That's one shayla. Now, truma ain't a mishtalemes elim in achulim. Truma, you can only pay back from chulim. Hirashi says, yeah, truma, zar ho'oichla b'shoigim. If a zar ate truma by mistake, so lach riz, you have to pay back, give payris back to the kohen. So ain't a mishtalemes elim in achulim. You have to give back to the kohen, chulim. Rashi says, you can't give back money, the value of the truma, ela peiros chulin. If you ate apples of truma, you have to give them back apples of chulin. Shatashlumim nasin truma. Because when you pay back these peiros, they become truma. Could have said, the pasuk said, but the pasuk said,